store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has granted a brief reprieve for U.S. automakers from the stiff new tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Linda Kenyon reports.
It's a one-month exemption from the tariffs, and it applies to cars and parts from Mexico and Canada. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says, yes, President Trump loves tariffs.
He said it's one of his favorite words of the English dictionary.
But he's granting the exemption to Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis.
The president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
But that does not mean he'll forego tariffs altogether.
He believes in tariffs because they'll ultimately make America rich again. They're going to raise revenue. They're going to help us pay down our debt.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The White House said today it's been talking directly with Hamas about ending the war in Gaza. Lawmakers called mayors of sanctuary cities to Capitol Hill today. New York's Mayor Adams pushed back against critics who claim they've aided illegal migrants. He said assisting migrants makes them more cooperative.
I must create an atmosphere that allows every law-abiding resident, documented or not, to access vital services without fear of being turned over to federal authorities.
The Justice Department is taking aim at Chinese hackers, as Matt Piper reports.
10 Chinese hackers for hire have been charged by U.S. officials in a scheme to steal data from U.S. agencies, news organizations, and dissidents. The DOJ says hackers worked for a state-affiliated contractor while also acting on their own. They'd allegedly charged the Chinese government up to $75,000 for each email they'd hack into. Among their targets, the Treasury Department, which disclosed a breach by Chinese actors late last year.
More Americans are getting screened for cancer. Wendy Gillette has that.
Breast and colorectal cancer screenings have returned to pre-pandemic levels as of 2023, according to a study from the American Cancer Society published in JAMA Medical Journal. Lead researcher Jessica Starr.
This is particularly meaningful because we saw very large disruptions in cancer screening during the COVID-19 pandemic, and this can have massive implications on the stage of diagnosis for cancer.
The study finds cervical cancer screenings are still below pre-pandemic levels through 2023. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Sabina Castafranco in Rome has the latest update on the Pope's condition.
Pope Francis received ashes on his forehead and Holy Communion at the hospital in Rome. The Vatican says he remains in a stable condition and received oxygen through a nasal tube during the day.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 485 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. Racine City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help him off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Riding Hood. It's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs on WRJN. By the way, Little Red Riding Hood is going to be staged for the kids at the Racine Children's Theater at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. You want tickets? Go to racinetheater.org. All right. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is President Theodore Roosevelt and his family had a pet one-legged rooster. They had a a lot of pets, actually. They had a small bear. They had lizards, guinea pigs, pigs, macaws, hens, hyenas, a barn owl, a rabbit, ponies, and dogs.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, Jojo.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Walk with me. I got you to talk with me.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. Have you found a good way to save some money today? I've got one for you. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals logo. There you can save up to 50% in some cases on local food service and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, up to 50% savings in some cases. Shop from home, new deals every week.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Elvis Presley, Hound Dog, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, now a song that came out in 1969. It was very popular with the kids, but a year later, Wilson Pickett recorded an R&B version of this song, which gave the song some adult credibility, but the original was The Archies and Sugar Sugar on WRJN.
Sugar, oh, honey, honey, you are my of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sugar.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've got high school basketball for you this Friday night. In fact, Dick Rassefa calls the action as we begin postseason tournament play. Racine Park is going to be in action 6:30 Friday night, the pregame, 7 o'clock, the tip-off. And remember, you can see the entire WRJN sports schedule online at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties, with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. Caledonia police are still investigating what happened last night. It was at around 10:30 when police got a call about a juvenile that may have killed his mother. When they got to the home on East White Manor Court, the teen was coming out of the front door. Police say he confessed and they went on to find the mother dead in the house. Preliminary findings indicate the victim suffered stab wounds and blunt force trauma. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know, I think you would really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, right now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And I'm your vehicle, babe,
heaven, you know I love you.
It's the Ides of March and Vehicle on WRJN. Now, the opening line to that song is a very famous line. It's, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? Where did that lyric come from? It actually came from a government-issued anti-drug pamphlet. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety, emergency vehicle awareness, construction awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety. Here are the Supremes on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it's
white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now something that'll make you go, ugh. A study says the average kitchen sponge has 200 times more illness-causing germs than the average toilet seat.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you, like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking.
J-N.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you